I was just checking my email the other day, and I looked and I saw this email from, well, I subscribe to James Tiberian's website. Not his website, but he sends updated newsletters. James Tiberian, I believe is how you say it. He is the, he's an individual that channels the Archangel Metatron, and that's pretty much all he stays focused on. And so this picture was on a newsletter or an email that they sent me, and it made me think about something that I haven't talked about in a long time, and why do I believe in that? And I'll tell you the origin of where I first started finding out about it and why I think there's possibility that there's some truth behind it. Because I find it fascinating, the topic. And there's been people on my show talking about this, that the Earth could potentially be hollow. Anyway, according to James, they're having an expedition, and they do this quite a bit. It's not, I don't know if you call it an expedition, but the people will go and they'll bring in all these speakers, and they'll go to places like Arkansas, which they think is like the new Atlantis, and there's some things from Atlantis buried there, and there's these healing energies, and it certainly could be true. It's a very unique formation, and there's caves there that could lead to different things. So they travel all over, and people will pay money to go be a part of this event. Is it a money-making scheme? Maybe. Is there something you can benefit from it? Looking at their list of people that they have lined up, I think they have some very interesting folks that I'd like to hear. I don't think the price is outrageous because it includes getting down there and probably hotel and everything. So it's usually a few $100. Not outrageous. I've even been tempted to sign up for it, but I never take the time off to go. And I don't know if I want to spend the money. But let me just say this. James Tiberian has been channeling Archangel Metatron for a long time. And if it's true, if it's actually with Metatron, I find many of the things that Metatron that he says, they speak to me. It backs up things that I've heard before. So, I don't know. I keep an open mind to what's being said. With that being said, I want to talk about the hollow earth because this is not the first time I've heard about, you know, they claim that there's a cave in Arkansas. That's why this was brought up in the article that James posted, is that there's a cave that has an entranceway which leads to a hollow earth. And there are supposedly many entrances across the world. And if you look at the map, you'll see that the pyramids of Giza, Peru, you know, South America, Brazil, North America, just many different locations in the world that have the potential to lead. And if you see also in the north, Admiral Byrd on this map, it shows you where he may have actually come in contact with another race. Agartha is what they call this place. So I'm going to back this train up a bit because what I'm saying is probably considered nuts to you. And I'm just going to tell you how I got on this possibility that the earth could be hollow. It was years ago, back in the 80s, I believe, or maybe early 90s. It was one of the Ramtha teachings I was listening to or maybe reading in a book, but he talked about, and it blew me away. At the time, he said, oh, the earth is hollow, and there are beings living in there, and they were beings that used to live above, and they went underground when things got rough. And I don't know if it was the Atlanteans. I don't think it was the Atlanteans. I think it was the Lemurians. That Lemuria was supposedly existed from somewhere in Asia. It was a continent that ran through Hawaii, and because of the changes in weather and the oceans filling up with water, which didn't exist at one time, it chased a lot of these peoples from their land, including Atlantis. And the people of Atlantis, I believe, settled within, on top of the planet, within the world, the survivors. And I think the Lemurians, which were more a spiritual, peaceful group of beings, if that's true, they found an inner passage to the inner earth. And some will say, well, that's a bunch of craziness. And maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. But according to Ramtha and other sources, I read a book called The Hollow Earth. I think that was the name of it back in the late 80s. And it blew me away. My brother was the one that turned me on to it. This guy is talking about all this documentation and people that have gone inside. There supposedly there was a fisherman and his father who somehow accidentally sailed into the hollow earth up through Norway and through an open channel, and they met these beings. that were inside, and they allowed them to leave afterwards. And they got back, and the father didn't make it, and the son tried to tell his story, and he wound up, I think they put him in an asylum. I mean, this is back in the 1800s, I believe, that this took place. And then there were many others that claimed. Admiral Byrd, they believe he was going over the North Pole, and from some things I read about him, he claimed that he saw green land, which is, there's no way you can see that. And they believe it was an opening that he had gone into and had met with some beings that live in there. So then, you know, I fast forward to Rampton, he claimed that these beings live there, and they've been living there for a long time, and they're beings that have, there's a blue sun, like a central sun on the inside of the planet, and there's actually continents, and the Earth crust is about 800 miles thick, and there are doorways, not doorways, but there are places that you can actually, that one time were tunnels. He said under the Great Pyramids of Giza, which this map shows, and he said also it's mountains in Peru, that there's actually, you know, there were technologies that were way more advanced than us, and they knew how to get into these underground locations and could pierce all the way through to the inner Earth. Now, many of you have been told that the inner Earth is not hollow and that we have a core and it's molten lava, but have any of us been there? No. So we can listen to what others tell us, or I look at it as keep an open mind to the possibility that this exists. And I just look, you know, I listen to these things and I absorb them and they just stay with me. And then you look for more evidence. I mean, that's the whole reason I started this show and have been on this journey my whole life, because I've heard things from other beings or sources. And I thought, really? Is that true? I'm going to keep my eyes open. And I'm going to talk to people that have maybe experienced some of these things. And obviously, I don't know anybody that went to the Hollow Earth, but I know some people that wanted to go. And mysteriously, every time they wanted to go, something happened. I had two interviews, I believe, at least one for sure, with a Dr. Agnew. You can Google, you can search it on my website. But there was him, and then there was that other fella. I can't think of his name right now. But they both were planning on going on this expedition to try to find the Hollow Earth, and it was going to be they were going to rent a Russian ship and leave somewhere from the Russian vicinity and head towards, and they were going to do a live stream of it. This wasn't that long ago. Now, originally they had another mission set up years ago, and the mission stopped when the person that started the mission wound up getting cancered and died in a very, very short period of time. Okay, that's nothing unusual. The second mission, they had funding for this. Somebody was funding it so that they could go on this mission. And they had several people that were going to join them. And this doctor, I think his name was Agnew. He was very excited about it. And he was very scientific, very intelligent man, a physicist. I mean, he blew me away. His knowledge was so far advanced compared to mine. And in the interview, I just didn't want to sound like a dummy. So we talked about metaphysical and different things and UFOs, which he admitted that he saw. And then we talked about the Hollow Earth and why he thought it was hollow. And they were going to take this ship. And then just at the last minute, oh, guess what happened? The financing got pulled and they weren't allowed to go. And I kept thinking, and I never told him this, but I kept thinking, if there is such a place and it truly exists, our government knows about it and other governments in the world know about it, they will not let you go. They won't. So in the end, they couldn't make the journey to go to this place. But I do remember from Ramtha and other sources that they said there are places on the planet where the Earth, there's doorways that lead in and out of the Hollow Earth. And one of those places is Bermuda Triangle. This is what Ramtha claimed. I can't prove it, but it's interesting. He said that the Bermuda Triangle was a doorway, and these beings that have light ships, he called them, that cruise much faster than ours, they run on light, he said, when we do stupid things. And by stupid things, I mean, like, you know, when we have atomic weapons go off, they start paying attention to what's going on up here, because they really don't want anything to do with this, because they're peaceful people. He said they're very tall, between 8 and 12 feet. They're blue-colored in skin, and they don't know what death is. They don't get sick because they don't live in the way we do, with toxic thoughts and toxic foods. He said they live hundreds, if not thousands, of years, which, as he said, was what the body was intended to do. Okay, I can't prove any of that, but I find that very interesting. So he talked about the doorway, one of the doorways being Bermuda Triangle. And if you know anything about the Bermuda Triangle, there's a lot of mysterious disappearances. And there could be a scientific explanation, but I did have the one person on that was a survivor, the one probably only known survivor, Bruce Kernan, who traveled through the Bermuda Triangle back in the 70s with his father and another man. They were looking at land, and that's a show you can listen to, Bruce Kernan. And you can go to his website, but he had like some kind of vortex that he got in. It was really like a spiral cloud, and he was lucky to get out of it. And his plane did some really weird things, traveled at incredibly fast speed, and was right over Miami in a matter of seconds. And there's no way that should have happened. So he felt he was in some kind of vortex. Something was going on, like a doorway. And this is what Raptha said. There was a doorway that these beings, when they come check on us, they open this doorway. And if we happen to get caught in it, we could get sucked into where they're from. Or we could maybe wind up in the bottom of the ocean. Now, they're not doing this deliberately, according to him. He said that these things, it just happens, you know. Some of you may not know what Raptha is. Supposedly, Raptha is a $35,000 being, or was, lived at one time in Atlantis 35,000 years ago. He claims that he ascended, and he took his body with him. He became an ascended master, and that's his definition of what that is. And he just learned how to become truly unlimited, which I believe each of us could be. I think Jesus was trying to teach us that. So that makes sense to me. Whether or not what he's saying is true, I can't prove it, and I don't know 100% for sure. But many of the things he said when I first started reading about him and what he would say rang so true to me. And I was able to find people that maybe experienced some of the things that he talked about. My own experiences, too. So, you know, you try to keep an open mind to everything, but some of it is so far out there. But the part about the hollow earth has always fascinated me, because I thought, well, what if? What if that's true? What if the earth actually is hollow? He even claimed that the aurora borealis was really not the reflection of the sun. It was more of the inner sun. When there was no cloud cover, the inner sun was shining out, and the lights were shooting up. Well, that's a lot of scientists would probably disagree with that. But it did give me food for thought. And he claimed there were polar openings in both the North and South Pole, that our governments were well aware of it, and that they've tried to go in there, but they haven't been allowed to do it. Let's put it that way. Because these Agarthans, if they truly exist, are much more advanced than we are, and they're just going to keep you at bay. So we've gone in there trying to, according to different sources, that we've gone into there trying to, by force, get our way into it. Because we want to, well, let's face it, what kind of beings are we? We're not always the most loving, gentle beings, whether we want to see ourselves that way or not. Our governments are not. So we've been kept at bay. And other people claim to have come and gone out of there. And there was even a woman who talked about that she was communicating with her husband because he went on a journey to go there. And he was psychically speaking to her. I don't know if any of that is true. But I find it fascinating every time I come across something that seems to support potentially. So here they are talking about it with James Tiberian. And he's in an article claiming that there are caves that lead to the hollow earth. Now, granted, those caves have to go a long, long ways. If it's true that there is a crust between the outer earth and hollow earth that is 800 miles long, and then inside of that is where this continents and oceans exist in a central sun. I find it hard to believe that a central sun could exist. Wouldn't it be too hot? You see, this is also another theory that I learned before, which I have an open mind to, is that the sun really isn't radiating heat. Now, that would go against everything our scientists tell us, but it's actually a ball of light, a brilliant light. And if that's true, then the central sun could be the same thing, a ball of light, and providing light for everybody. What about darkness? You would never have darkness then, if that was true, because you're basically inside the planet. Ramtha said something to the effect that every planet is hollow, and every planet has a central sun, and every planet may not have life on top of it, but it has life within. Now, that's pretty mind-boggling, to believe all that. And when I read it, I thought, well, maybe, you know? I mean, he said some really outrageous things that I don't know, you know, if it's legitimate anymore. It seems like there is a lot of things that have come out about Jay-Z Knight, and I'm not here to attack anybody, but they're not favorable. But maybe because she's been working towards gaining some truth, releasing truth, that maybe there's been a campaign against her. I don't know. My own personal take is I used to buy into a lot of what was being said, but I've kind of stepped away from that because of some of the things that are going on. I don't know if they're true or not. There was a friend of mine who I believe I had on, she was on talking. Her name is Kathy Dice, and she lost her son, and she was grieving over that for many years, and her sister went to one of Ramtha's School of Enlightenment, and her sister was taught how you can use your third eye, which they teach you supposedly at this school, how to use your third eye, and they blindfold you, and you can actually find something. There's a fenced-in area that's 2 miles long, and you have to go find this card that was meant for you. It's a card. And her sister did that and couldn't believe she actually did that. Now, maybe that's just all, I don't know. I'd like to talk to her sister someday. But Kathy, after talking to her sister, had a different take on life and losing her son. Because what I do like about the teaching is that it tells us that we're all divine beings, and this being that created us is a being of pure love and no judgment and nothing like that. And that we come back many lifetimes if we choose, but there's so much more beyond that, and that can become these ascended masters if we choose, if we really choose to dedicate ourselves to that. And that just all makes a lot of sense to me, because I think there have been others here that have walked the planet that have probably did some amazing things, and we're here to show us that we've kind of forgotten what we are. And then many right now are saying that we're going to become ascended masters to begin with. Many are saying a lot of the metaphysical New Age belief right now is talking about that we are in a time where we're going to become fully aware, fully consciously aware of what we are. And if that's the case, then we will all become ascended masters, and we'll go into the fifth dimension and become beings that will have no limitations. I don't know if that's going to happen. I mean, I believe that it could, but frankly, I don't know anything anymore. I used to be on board with all of this, but I'm not going to close off to anything, and I'm not going to completely surrender to it, because I just don't know if that's a wise idea. So now I'm kind of in a position where, I think something is definitely going on. The earth is changing. There's no question about it. We're seeing major changes. The weather alone is just, something's going on. I don't believe it's global warming. I do believe there's an actual shift in the Earth's consciousness, or maybe there's extreme weather because of what's happening to the planet with pollution and that. So some people say it's the sun. The sun is actually increasing in intensity, and that's what's causing it. Nobody really knows for sure. And I also see that there's a ploy. I believe there could be a ploy put forward to get us to spend all this money on green technology, and is it really going to work or even benefit us? So there's money to be made. And if there's money to be made, would they try to push things down our throat? And I would say yes. But I do believe we need to take care of the planet, and we need to find alternative sources. I'm all in favor of that. Just don't dump it on the people all at once, because if you do, people will not be able to afford to have anything because the price of everything, the taxing, and you take away the fossil fuels that we're burning now because, oh, we don't want to do that anymore. Well, then how are people going to heat their homes? We have to gradually work into this. And many are screaming that the earth is in a place now where it cannot no longer exist. And I don't believe that. I think it's a living being. We've channeled the earth on this show more than once, Gaia, and I believe it didn't seem too concerned. Now, certainly it doesn't want certain things going on as far as releasing uranium or, you know, atomic weapons. These are all things that can destroy the outer shell, but not the inner shell, I don't believe, of the planet. So is the Earth hollow? Getting back to my original, I don't know, but I think it could be. And I look at these different stories that come up and these people that talk about that, Dr. Agnew, Bruce Gernon talked about it being hollow. And then you see all these different reports. And when I saw this from James Tiberin on his website, it's actually a book called The Hollow Earth. I think that's where he got that from, that picture. And it shows all these different openings to what may lead into the earth. And I've heard about this before. And you know, it's just kind of neat. When you hear about stuff, you kind of put it on the back burner and go, well, I don't know if that's true. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. And then you hear something else about it. And you go, One thing I will say about some things that Ramtha talked about years ago that I feel are accurate. And it's taken me years to get to this point to prove it. He talked about the Greys, and when they first came out, nobody really knew who the Greys were. Whitley Strieber was talking about them in his book, and that was around that time period when I got introduced to that. And he said, these are just beings that, in order to survive, they created a race of non-emotional beings, and they realized that was a mistake, and they can't go on without procreating with us to bring some of that emotion back into their being. And so there are people here that have agreed to do that before they came into a physical body and said, yeah, I'll help you do that. And so they don't understand why we get so upset when they take us, because they don't get old and die like we do. And so they've made this agreement to you while you're out of your body. And then you come here and they go, why are you taking me? And they go, well, you agreed to this. So do I believe that? There have been more than one person, people that I've interviewed, people that have been on my program that have talked about that. So people I know personally that felt that way as well, that they were helping them in some way. To me, that speaks pretty clearly as what he was saying could be accurate. He talked about Sasquatch, and he talked about that these were beings that chose not to evolve and that they are psychic and they have the ability to go into other dimensional areas, which since then, talking to native people and people I know that have had experiences have seen this happen, disappear. You know, basically these things just disappear. So that seems fairly accurate. But there are many other things he's talked about that didn't come forward. He talked about a great, almost apocalypse taking place, I believe, in the 90s, and that people should move out to the country and that people should have lots of food available because of what was going to happen. And, that never happened, and so I kind of backed away from things he was talking about. But more recently, there are those that have said that these things were expected to happen. Golden Age of Gaia, there was somebody that was channeling, I don't know if it's Archangel Michael or somebody, but they said these things would have happened. It was all set on course to happen until we agreed to help the planet. And by that, they said that we would have had another disaster like Nostradamus predicted and also Edgar Cayce predicted and Ramtha basically. All three said something was going to happen before the end of the century and it was going to be devastating. Was it a nuclear war? Maybe. Was it also like an asteroid hitting the earth and destroying a lot of the population? We had set those things in motion because of our warlike tendencies. And it's not God punishing us. It's just the earth wanting to become a place that no longer allows that. So the universe is going to provide And the earth has no intention, if it's an actual living being, it has no intention of hurting anyone, but it has to survive itself. So that's the way I view it, that this was going to happen, this natural disaster, which was really created by the cosmos. And we've had this happen in the past, too. And some people say, well, God got angry and he created a flood. And I would say, no, I don't believe the being that created us does that, but I do believe that there were other beings that could have done that in the past, but I'm not going to get into that now. So this was all set to happen, and then it was, according to this article that I read on Golden Age of Gaia, this all was altered because we, as a group, there were a group of beings that decided to come here and to help move love forward and transition from this time of control by darkness to a time of love and enlightenment and a new age. And the new age would take place after 2012, starting then. So we have the dawning of the new age, and we have the age of Aquarius, and we have the great age of enlightenment and the age of God. And then, you know, we would release the old to make way for the new. And I can see that, and from my perspective, seems like it's going on. I've been talking about it for a long time. Now, it's not going to be without some bumps, but it seems like it's happening. So that maybe explains why some of these early predictions that were made in the 80s, or even way before that, this is what they saw, because it really was set in motion to happen. But it changed. We changed it by agreeing, according to this article, by agreeing to help out Mother Earth and bring more love and let go of this experiment, which has been dark, a dark world, where we came to experiment duality, and Earth no longer wants to support that. So it's saying, I want to leave. You can come with me. Okay, that may be true. I know that's probably some of you are going, what the heck are you talking about? That's okay. You know, every time I hear something new, I might scratch my head a little bit too. And then after a while, I kind of keep an open mind and I look for other things. And I'm not always looking. It's like the universe gives it to you when you don't expect it. It shows up in your lap. And then you go, huh, I remember hearing about this. So is it all not by coincidence, but is it there purposefully? And I think it is. And then all of a sudden you start to see things maybe in a different light. There was a time I never would have talked about this stuff, never would have believed in this stuff. But, you know, you take little steps and you go a little further and a little further. I have friends now that are big supporters of UFOs and believe in that because they've witnessed it, but they don't believe in this stuff, and they'll laugh at me. This one guy I talked to, a matter of fact, earlier today, he said, did you eat a lot of paint when you were a kid? I said, yep, I must have. I can laugh about it. Nothing in life is that serious when you think about it, I don't believe. It might seem serious at the time, and one, we should maybe not take ourselves too seriously, because we could all be wrong. Every one of us walks around thinking, oh, I got the answers. Not every one of us, but a lot of us do. And it's like, do you really? Do you really, really know? When you think about the time that we've spent on this planet as beings, which could date back millions of years, millions, do you really know what's going on? I think the ego is what wants to make us think we get a little bit of knowledge, and then we think, I got it all figured out. You need to listen to me. And anytime somebody does that, I tend to walk away. But if somebody presents something to me and it's like, well, that's really interesting, you know, I want to hear more of what you have to say on that. So that's what I do, is I just present these things when I hear about them, and people can do whatever they want with them. They can call, they can go tell their friends, hey, there's a nutty guy with a podcast. You got to listen to this guy, and then we're going to send him money so he can get a straitjacket. Yeah, let's do that. Or if you're extremely open-minded, which I've become, I wasn't always this open-minded. My brother, Gary, is really a guy I look up to a lot because he's the one that got me to become very open-minded about a lot of different things. And once I got past the fear of, oh no, that's satanic, and I started looking at things, including channeling and going to what some people call seances, and there was nothing dark about it, or people that talk to spirit, I realized there was nothing to be afraid of. Now, some people do dabble in things that are darker, and I stay away from that. But there are people I've seen that have helped others communicating with loved ones or spoke to other beings that are in other dimensions. And it's like, it's interesting. It's nothing like you see in the movies. Matter of fact, I was just talking to a couple of people. I was doing a live broadcast last weekend, and it was at a furniture store. And they said, you know, we're talking about things, and they actually said, we'd like to actually come with you on one of next time you do something like that. But we got around to talking about, you know, evil things and all these TV shows. And I said, that's, you know, more often than not, Hollywood really exaggerates those kind of things because they want you to watch. So they're not going to give it to you in the plain truth, because sometimes the plain truth is a little boring. You know, it's not as exciting. Movies are always written and they say, based on a true story. And there's probably just a grain of truth. And the rest of it, like Amityville Horror, I read a story about how that wasn't even close to what happened in that home. But of course, you see the movie based on a true story. Oh my goodness, that's really scary. That could happen anywhere. And maybe sometimes it does. I don't know for sure. But more often than not, I don't think it does. But that's my opinion. I could be wrong. The ghost investigators will probably tell you differently. Some may and some may not. There's a return of the ghost hunters, I see. Access granted with Grant, the fellow. I always liked him on that show. And I caught an episode the other night, and I really like the way he does things, because he doesn't go in there and overhype them. And he does try to see, he does believe that spirits exist. And they investigated this old high school that was over 100 years old. And they debunked some things. And then they also felt that there could have been a spirit in the school. But they said it's not a harmful one. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's here probably to watch out for you. And I just, whether that show is for real or if they're exaggerating things, I don't know. But I'd much rather see something like that than a show that is always trying to scare you. Oh, my goodness. And I'm not ripping on any of the shows. This is not aimed at anyone in particular. The Hollow Earth, in my opinion, truly could exist. And I believe there are many different things that potentially other people believe could exist. And they were willing to go on an expedition and believe that maybe there's something to it. And supposedly Admiral Byrd knew things that he took to his grave because he was sworn to secrecy, and maybe his family knew more things and just were afraid to come out with those things. I don't know. But I think it's a possibility. And what a neat possibility it is. If there are beings that lived on top of the planet at one time, you know, Mount Shasta is another place. If you look at that map where they believe, it says there's a place that runs through Mount Shasta, also through the Arkansas Caves, and there was a third place. Let me just pull that up again so I can take a look at that. Yeah. So you have the Mammoth Cave in Kentucky. And I just find it interesting that they bring up Mount Shasta on that map, because there are some strange things going on at Mount Shasta. And there's a friend of mine who lives out there. I've interviewed him more than once, and I really haven't talked to him in a long time, but he lives there. But supposedly people have seen a lot of unusual things. And there are those, whether it's true or not, and this has nothing in no way connected to this, nobody, but there are those that believe Lemurians live in that area, or they show up there once in a while. So Lemurians fled when their continent sunk, went to Mount Shasta, which seems to have a connection to the Hollow Earth, which is where the Agarthans live. And are they really Lemurians? I don't know the answer to any of that, but it's just like, it's fascinating that there might be some kind of connection. They seem to be completely separate stories. Or maybe I'm just nuts. But I like thinking about this stuff. So we'll talk again soon, and I thank you for listening, and have a blessed day.